more than you do.
That's right.
Darby Turner from Seattle, Washington writes, Dear Dr. Science, what would happen if a zebra got in the checkout line at the supermarket? Would it register on the computer?
This is a more common problem than you realize, Darby. Unscrupulous grocers hire teenagers at less than minimum wage to slip zebras into the unwitting shopper's cart. Our careless shopper then places the zebra on the conveyor belt next to the gallon of milk. And before you know it, she finds herself paying $500 more than she expected. Not only that, but she has a wild-hoofed beast on her hands that'll barely fit into the trunk of her car. So far, the courts have upheld the grocer's insistence that livestock cannot be returned once purchased. So it's caveat emptor as far as the zebras are concerned. The next time you hear a whinny in the produce section of the local supermarket, do us all a favor and call the Better Business Bureau.
Thank you, Dr. Science.